we're fortunate to have a relationship with Major League Baseball in which we can collaborate with them in a number of different ways. One of those ways is that they like to share with Sabre some of the initiatives that they have been working on or will be implementing in the future. And that's why we are gathered for this panel today. We are going to hear from Del Matthews of Major League Baseball about Major League Baseball's efforts in increasing the diversity inside of baseball participation, which is something that should be of concern to all of us because it affects the game, the future of the game, really, and our ability to continue to generate both players, but more so, in my opinion, fans, and continue to ensure that there's a future generation of fans of the game of baseball. So Del is the Vice President of Baseball Development at Major League Baseball, where he oversees the day-to-day operations of Major League Baseball's urban youth academies, as well as the All-Stars Futures game, which the rosters were just announced today. So check those out for your favorite prospects. Previously, Del was with the Chicago White Sox in player development, and if you are thinking Matthews, that is a baseball family name, you are correct. Del's father, Gary Sr., played in the big leagues for quite a long time, as well as his brother, Gary Jr. So I wish you to give a warm Sabre welcome to Del Matthews of Major League Baseball.
Thank you, Scott, for that introduction, and thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure to be here for you. I, like many of you, have been around baseball for a long, long time, and for me, my entire life growing up in a baseball family, and it's just a pleasure to see, you know, all the fans and just people involved with the game and how the game has changed and continues to change over the years, and I think we all have that common passion and love for the sport, and so thank you. This is my first time at the Sabre Conference, and enjoying myself. I think San Diego is a great place to come for your first conference. You can't go wrong here in San Diego. So, as Scott mentioned, Del Matthews. I've been with Major League Baseball the last 4 years, and when the commissioner took over with Major League Baseball, he made youth one of his primary focuses. And I think that's extremely important because really he wanted to make a down payment on the future. And he made youth the priority. He hired Tony Riggins, who's my boss, executive vice president of baseball and softball development for Major League Baseball. And our department has probably tripled within the last 3 years, which is a sign of growth of everything that we're doing, which I'm going to talk a little bit about with you today. So we are the Baseball and Softball Development Department, formerly known as Youth Programs. We changed our name to Baseball and Softball Development specifically because we wanted to make sure that we were including and promoting diversity with both young men and young women that have a passion for the game. So whether that's softball, whether it's baseball, girls that play baseball, at the end of the day, we're trying to create and cultivate as many fans as we can. And so we've changed our name to Baseball and Softball Development for that. And our mission is to build a sustainable youth baseball and softball model that fulfills the needs and desires of young people around the globe. We're cultivating interest by developing innovative programming that speaks to growing and diverse demands of today's youth. Some of our youth development events, we want to encourage physical fitness. We want it to be able to be used as a vehicle to learn camaraderie and teamwork. And we also want to teach valuable life lessons, right? So that's the mission of our department. Recently, Major League Baseball purchased what is formerly known as Dodger Town, right? You may have seen this announcement or this release about a month or so ago. So Major League Baseball purchased Dodger Town, and we have rebranded Dodger Town to the Jackie Robinson Training Complex. This is a great opportunity for our department, specifically because we'll be able to run programming at the Jackie Robinson Training Complex. Several of our baseball and softball development events, as well as the RBI World Series, youth tournaments from around the country, will be able to take place at the Jackie Robinson Training Complex. We're currently undergoing renovations, so we're going to upgrade the facility. We're going to upgrade the stadium. And it's going to be, will continue to be a mecca for youth all across the country. Some of the things that I think that the Sabre community would find interesting is we're going to make sure that we have some of the new technology with the radar system. So Rapsodo, as well as TrackMan, and some of those elements where the game is going, virtual reality, for the kids to experience while they're there, but also so that we can collect some of the data and cultivate the youth and let them know some of the things that we're receiving and explaining some of the information that we're able to get from this. Play ball. Some of you might have heard of play ball. That's Major League Baseball's youth initiative as a whole. We have play ball events that occur throughout the spring, summer, and fall. All throughout the year, and typically play ball is basically an opportunity for Major League Baseball to go into a community, go into a city, and invite 200, 300 plus kids out for what is essentially a glorified recess around baseball, right? So it's not necessarily something where you have to have nine players on both sides of the field. We play pickle. We play ball and bat games. We play home run derby. We get the kids excited about the game. And most of the kids that we try to target with the play ball initiative are kids that aren't playing baseball, right? So some of these kids, they don't even know how to hold a bat the proper way. But that's the whole purpose, is just to get them involved with the sport, introduce them to the bat and ball elements of the sport, and then they also have a giveaway at the end of the play ball session. So basically we have five or six stations. The kids rotate around for about 15 minutes or so at each station. We have live music going on, a lot of pomp and circumstance with MLB banners and logos and our play ball logo. And this is really a great way to engage the community and the youth, both boys and girls, in underserved communities across the country. We've been to Hawaii, we've been to Montana, we've been to South Dakota, we've been to Flint, Michigan, places where you wouldn't think you'd want to go, but that's the whole purpose. So we go there with our team for the play ball initiatives. You may have also heard of RBI, reviving baseball in inner cities. We have RBI leagues throughout the United States and in several countries. Over 2 million youth have been served in the RBI program since 1989, 200 program draftees, 70 since 2008. And this is our version of our organized league that we have. So we've got RBI junior and senior baseball teams going now, as well as RBI softball that are participating in their leagues. And we'll have our regional playoffs coming up here within the next week or so. And then we'll culminate with our RBI World Series in August that will take place in Vero Beach. This is really a great way for our department to get kids playing organized baseball again. And so we provide the assets and the resources for a lot of these leagues. And we're seeing a lot of cities adopt the RBI leagues so that they can have their kids play in the leagues. And we're really seeing a lot of growth in that area. We also use our youth academies as an opportunity for us to have RBI. The first urban youth academy started in Compton in 2006. It's a non-for-profit organization. They're brick-and-mortar facilities. We have eight located across the country. We do our academies in conjunction with the major league clubs where we can. The first academy in Compton, as well in New Orleans, are owned and operated by Major League Baseball. The programming that we run in these, we have travel teams, we have vocations, with junior broadcasting and journalism, as well as PA and announcing. We have arbitration panels. So there's an element at the academies where the kids can obviously come for training, but they're also able to experience other aspects of the sport, right? We're trying to create fans of the game. And so we have these elements for the youth. We also have a really cool STEM program called the Science of Baseball. And so we run a Science of Baseball camp in New Orleans and in Compton. And the kids learn about the game through various STEM programs. They're learning about, you know, geography, angles, spin rotations. And these kids are primarily middle school aged, and so they're old enough to consume some of the information. But really, we're starting to introduce some of the elements of the Sabre community at a young age. And these kids are consuming and digesting the information, how stadiums are built, all kind of things. And they have a capstone project at the end of the summer that they present. And it's really been a successful program for us. About 1,300 kids have been impacted by the Science of Baseball program in the past 3 years. Our pitch hit and run and junior home run derby. These are elements that take place during our All-Star game. It's going to be coming up here in the next week. It's free program for boys and girls 14 years of age and under. And the winners from local levels compete at regional levels. And then the winners go on to the junior home run derby. For pitch hit and run, that's for boys and girls between 7 and 14. Over 700,000 annual participants throughout 4,000 local competitions. So again, we're trying to impact the youth in a large way and trying to create more fans throughout the United States with programs such as this. Specifically to myself, I oversee our baseball development programs, and we've got three that I'm going to key in on here today. The first is the Dream Series. The Dream Series, named after Martin Luther King, takes place on the Martin Luther King holiday in Tempe, Arizona, at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim at their spring training complex. And basically, we bring in about 60 of the top high school pitchers and catchers only for a pitchers and catchers camp. It's somewhat like an introduction to the first few days of spring training, where those kids get a chance to throw bullpens and the catchers get to work on their defensive drills. And this is a part of us trying to impact the next generation of minority pitchers and catchers in the big leagues. In the major leagues, notoriously, there have not been a lot of minorities, specifically African Americans, that have played those positions. And so the Dream Series, we've been running the last 3 years. Kumar Rocker, who pitched in the College World Series the last couple of days ago, he was a participant in our Dream Series. And the year before that, Hunter Green. We've had several others that have gone on to college and have been drafted since the last few years we've been doing this. But it's really a great camp. All of the coaches are former major league players, so Tom Flash Gordon, Marvin Freeman, Pat Mahomes, Kenny Hill. We've got Lenny Webster, Charles Johnson, all instructors in this camp. So these kids are getting a firsthand experience with former major league players as their coaches. We also have off-the-field programming for the kids with the NCAA compliance, SAT, ACT, prep in terms of suggesting, you know, how they need to correlate that with the classes that they're taking. And so it's a really great experience. We had a guest speaker this year, actually, Voros McCracken, and he came in and spoke to the kids about sabermetrics and about how some of the new elements of the game, how the kids are being analyzed. And so really educating the youth on the next generation of our game. The Breakthrough Series, which we've just concluded the last couple of weeks, the Breakthrough Series, like the Dream Series, takes place in the summer, and we bring in the same amount of kids, about 64 kids from across the country. Most of the kids are recommended through either RBI or through our MLB Youth Academies, but also through our scouting network. The Buck O'Neill Scouts Association, many members of that community recommend kids for this event. And really, this is for the elite level kids that are juniors and seniors, rising juniors and seniors. And we get them in a four-day camp and essentially have a mini camp where we go through skill and fundamental and player development work in the mornings. And then in the afternoons, we play games and then obviously give the players feedback on their abilities, their strengths and weaknesses. Jerry Manuel, former manager of the Chicago White Sox and New York Mets, heads up our field programming. And again, we have all former major leaguers as coaches in this camp. So really an exclusive camp. We partner with USA Baseball for this camp so that we're able to underwrite all the cost for the kids. As you know, travel baseball has gotten really, really expensive. And so what we do with USA Baseball to provide the opportunity for these kids to participate in a showcase-style camp, put them in front of college recruiters, scouts, to help raise their profile. It's been a tremendous success for us, and we're starting to really see the ball roll down the hill, if you will, with the breakthrough series. Dominic Smith, Justice Sheffield, Tuki Toussaint, Carlos Rodon, just a couple of alumni that have played in the major leagues. And we've had several draftees in the past 2 to 3 years. And we'll be seeing more of those kids matriculate to the big leagues here in the near future. For the girls, we also have our Trailblazer series. We've done this in Compton, California, and this provides an opportunity and encouragement to young women who have a strong desire to play baseball. We see this as a rising interest with young girls. Girls love the game of baseball just as much as boys, and so we really try to encourage this. We put these girls from all over the country again. They come to California. They have the opportunity to play baseball. They're instructed by women from the national baseball team, and it's been a huge success. The feedback, I think the encouragement that we've gotten, we've seen a lot of really good things from the girls, and we've also done a girls' breakthrough series, and that's for the older girls that are 15, 16 years old. And so really, again, encouraging both the young men and the women to play, we've created these events, and it's our part in terms of diversity and inclusion with showcase-style events. The last event I'll talk about is the Hank Aaron Invitational. This is formerly known as the Elite Development Invitational. We rebranded it this year. And this is a longer camp than our Breakthrough Series. So this one goes for 5 days. We host this in Vero Beach. We'll bring in 250 players from around the country. So we'll do 125 for a younger age group, 12, 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds. And then we'll bring in the older group after the younger group for a week, 15, 16, and 17-year-olds. But 250 kids, and it's quite a daunting task when you get that many camps and that many kids in a camp at one time. But it's essentially summer camp baseball. We house the kids at Vero Beach, and we plan full day of activities for all of the kids. And these kids, again, they're recommended by USA Baseball, former Major League players, the Buck O'Neill Scouts Association, our Urban Youth Academies, RBI programs. We really try to create continuity between the programs that we have. Some of the kids get a chance to come for multiple years, so we really do have some equity in their development process. Hunter Green, and I say his name because we had him when he was 13 or 14 years old at our first Elite Development Invitational camp, and then to see where he got 4 or 5 years later was just tremendous. Another young man that was drafted this year by the Los Angeles Angels, Kyren Paris. He was at that same camp when he was 13 years old. And so to see his progress and then become a second-round pick with the Angels this year really excites us with what we've seen. Again, various guest speakers that come in and talk to the kids about several topics within the industry, about life, about maturation, as young men into adulthood, is really a great program, and we're seeing a lot of positive influence. I'm going to show you a quick video here that recaps the Hank Aaron or the Elite Development Invitational, now the Hank Aaron Invitational. One ad this year, we're going to take the top 44 kids from the camp, and we're going to travel to Atlanta from Vero Beach, and we're going to play a one-game showcase in SunTrust Ballpark with the top 44 kids. Hank Aaron is going to be a part of that with the kids. It's going to be great for them. One of the great things about our game, I think, is the passage from generation to generation, if you will. And some of our younger kids don't know the names like Willie Mays and Hank Aaron and Ernie Banks and some of these guys. And so for Hank to be able to be involved with this program and have the chance to impact and see and talk to these young men, I think is going to be special. And they'll have an experience in a major league stadium playing on the field. So we're excited about where we're going with that. And please enjoy this video. And then we will, I think we've got some time for a few questions.
I think the Elite Development Invitational is, in some ways, the pinnacle of our youth efforts. You know, it's the very best kids from around the country coming together with an opportunity to get the best possible instruction.
We have to be in tune to what's going on, because we have to score, guys.
I had mentioned to these guys that they're surrounded by 230-plus years of major league service and experience, and this being the third year is something that we're excited to be a part of.
The difference is the knowledge, the instructors that are here. You have about over 20 some ex-major league players. You don't find that nowhere.
Now I got a real
team. It's a really good experience to be out here with all the former major leaguers and all the special guests that they have coming. I think it's really great to be able to talk to them and have them improve my swing as the league goes on.
There you go. I know you can get it done. Good job.
You can tell the growth from last year to this year. Guys went back and really worked on their game. That's the goal, is for them, once they leave here, they have a bundle of information, take the information, apply it, and just keep working hard at it.
Any young ball player is really focused in on trying to become a major leaguer. To have guys who have kind of been there, done that, encourage these guys to realize their dream is something we're excited to be a part of.
With the second selection of the 2017 MLB draft, the Cincinnati Reds select Hunter Greene.
When we first saw Hunter, man, we knew he was special. For him to be the number two pick overall, and for us to be able to kind of help mold who he was as a player, that's like the icing on the cake.
The talent level continues to be better than the year before. The program is growing, so we're excited about what's happening and what's taking place here.
For me, this is one of the greatest give backs. And to be able to put this together with this type of staff has been awesome.
It's an awesome experience. I mean, I dreamed of myself being an MLB player, but I never expected to be brought to one of the top camps in baseball.
It was the closest I've been to being a pro.
One more, man.
It was without a doubt the best baseball experience I've ever had.
So again, that is the Elite Development Invitational. We've rebranded that the Hank Aaron Invitational. And one thing I failed to mention is that is also a partnership with the MLB Players Association. I know, you know, there's always a huge dichotomy between MLB and the PA, but really we come together, work collaboratively on this process, and it's one of our most, I think, successful things that we're doing. We're trying to get the word out and let people know how successful this program has been and where it's going to go. So, again, thank you guys for having me. With that, I think we can take maybe a couple of questions if there's some questions.
Hi, thank you. First of all, we know Hank Aaron famously quoted that there's no good reason why women can't play baseball. And within the last 3 years with Trailblazers and the Breakthrough and Grit, these have been tremendous strides and incredibly helpful for girls. My question is, when there's only, you know, 60-some that get to go, and on one of the slides it said that USA Softball helps recruit, you know, what about the girls who have always played baseball and not softball, had never played softball? And you also talked about the Urban Youth Academies and the RBI program as being ways to identify talent. What about the girls who don't live in those communities that have those programs, because there's, you know, just a few, or who live in rural areas? So my question is twofold. What are the criteria for selection, particularly for girls? And what about the gap? These programs are great, but there's a huge gap of time in between these events. And so how, you know, are they to get opportunities to develop their skills, to have access to facilities and quality coaching?
Yeah, great question. And I'll say that, you know, we had to start somewhere, obviously, and we would love to have more participants. It's something that we continue to look at, and I think we'll increase the amount of participants that can come. But we started off kind of small, and now we're building. We'd love to be able to have more programs, I think, throughout the summer so that we can impact more youth. You know, we have our academies that are located in 8 states right now. We're looking to hopefully expand as more clubs come on with more interest. That will be one way. That is a process because we're building these facilities literally from the ground up. USA Softball, USA Baseball has been a big partner in helping us recruit the young girls. And so, you know, it's twofold because you want them to have a certain talent level when they're competing with girls of the same age and also with the boys. And so the interest level is high. We're trying to get the word out. So the more that we can get the word out about the programs that we're doing, I think the better that will be. Clearly, you can contact our department. You can contact USA Baseball and Softball for these programs. And then we'll try to, you know, vet out the participants. But hopefully we'll be able to increase the number of camps we have and the participants as we go forward.
Okay. Thank you.
Very well. One more question, looks like, right here.
And the question relates specifically to Hunter Green because
yes.
As I saw this presentation, one of the things that came to mind was, is there an element of your development over time to talk about injury prevention with these players?
The answer to that is yes, and we always try to educate the players when they come into us. One of the special things that we do with our camp is when the kids come in, we begin to ask them, okay, you know, what camp were you at before you got here? How many innings did you pitch? When's the last time you pitched? How many pitches did you have, right? So we're taking inventory of what they're doing for the summer because a lot of the kids get a chance to compete in so many showcases. And when they show up at other showcases, unlike ours, they literally throw them out there and they want to see them go. But for us, because we have 4 days with them, we try to have a little bit of a game plan. We also have our trainers and our medical staff and our staff from USA Baseball that educate the players with proper training techniques, year-round programs that they should be doing in terms of stretching and that sort of thing. Injuries are a part of the game, unfortunately, and as we're seeing more kids that are younger, stronger, faster, a lot more are having these injuries. We are proponents of Pitch Smart with USA Baseball, so we always adhere to the Pitch Smart rules, and the health of the player is the most important thing. And we try to educate as much as we can, but you know, at the end of the day, injuries are going to continue to occur, and we just hope that we can minimize them so that we can maximize their careers. All right. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate your time. Thank you, Scott.